Exercise number three is a four-note sequence. It sounds like this. Okay, and I want you to be aware that the picking direction that I indicated for the places where it's not hammer-ons and pull-offs, I almost didn't include those because they can be very confusing, and I want to explain that for a second. So I almost just put the H's and the P's and nothing else, because I don't want you to slave over whether the rest of it should be picked up or picked down. Okay, just get the feel of the hammer-ons and pull-offs. The big picture is you should already know alternate picking. You should be able to play this whole exercise with the pick slower. You know, like go and do strict alternating down, up, down, up. So down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. All right, and that's a topic for a different day, which hopefully you've seen already. If not, ask me for it, the alternate picking exercise. You know, this hammer-ons and pull-offs assumes that you're already picking with alternate picking, which is down on the beat and up on the end. Two, three, four, one, two. Like that, so down, up, down. All right, so I'm not going to belabor that point. And but once you master that, which of course I have, then you can get into what's called economy picking, which is the path of least resistance, which I don't want you to make a study of right now. Please do not, you know, go and look for it and read stuff about it, because we will talk about it. And teachers will vary on this, and some teachers disagree with me. They start with economy picking right away. But for the style of music that we're talking about, namely anything other than heavy metal, this is what's used most commonly. So I'm showing you the mainstream stuff, and if you're a metalhead and you want to get into, you know, heavy metal techniques, that's totally fine. All right, I'm just giving you the big picture here. So, and then also the problem with me notating whether I pick up or down in between the hammer-ons and pull-offs, it really has to do with how fast I'm doing it. So it was funny because in writing it, as soon as I slowed it down to try and analyze what I'm doing with the pick, it changed. The picking direction would change based on how fast or slow I play this. So I tried to indicate it as I would pick it on a natural way, sort of without paying attention to it when the tempo is fast. So again, don't pay attention too much to that, but just pay attention to the where the hammer-ons and pull-offs go. And obviously they go wherever you have a note on the same string. And you're on the way up, you got a hammer. So, hammer, hammer. And then the next note sequence, I circled the first note of each four-note sequence. And they follow the notes of the scale. So that if you've played only the notes in the circles, you would have your pentatonic scale going up and going back, okay? And so that explains why I circled certain notes. And then within each four-note phrase, you just hammer, hammer. And then you got pick. And then hammer, hammer, pick, pick, hammer, pick. All right? And so whether the direction is up or down is irrelevant at this point, but that's the pattern. It's pick, hammer, pick, hammer, pick, pick, hammer, pick. Right? That's the pattern throughout. And then when you're going back down, if you go to the second line of the PDF, last four notes, it goes pick, pull off, and then pick, pick, pull off, pick. Alright, so pick, pull off, pick, pull off, pick, pull, pick, pick, pull off, pick. It sounds like one of those Peter Piper things. Alright, so I hope you have fun.